This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, September 28th. The Assurance of Prayer. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. A number of studies have tried to search out the benefits of prayer. Results often indicate that people who pray are generally happier and healthier than people who don't. This may help people to consider praying more. And people who do pray know that the benefits of prayer extend far beyond their health and their sense of happiness. As we've noted this month, prayer is ultimately about a relationship we have with God. I'm reminded of a definition of prayer that I found in an old book some years ago. Prayer is a cumulative life of friendship with God. Just as friendship involves and affects two people as they interact, so does our relationship with God. Today's Bible reading makes this clear. On the one hand, we're instructed to seek God, which seems to imply that power happens by our initiative. But our seeking of God is only possible because God first says, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters." God calls and we answer. Prayer is our enjoyment of a banquet already prepared by God. We pray not because we must, but because we may. As we turn to the Lord, we find the one who has already turned to us in mercy and who freely pardons. This is the assurance of prayer, and also its greatest blessing. Pray with me. Because you have first sought me, I seek you, O Lord. Because you have called to me, I call to you. Thank you for the amazing relationship I can have with you through Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.